Welcome to another edition of Run Talk SA, hosted by Mr. Active, David Katz, where we chat everything to do with running from a South African perspective. Don't forget, you can be in touch too. Just search for Run Talk SA on social media.
Welcome to this week's edition of Run Talk SA. I'm David Katz, Mr. Active, and we are into December, which means the year is coming to an end. But from a running perspective, it never really stops. Yes, some people stay up in Gauteng. Some people head down to the coast. If you live at the coast already, you don't really have anywhere to go. But Johannesburg really is a mass exodus, but a lot of people hang around. It's a nice time of year to be up on the Highveld. Things are a little bit quieter, and the racing season does not stop. And to end the year and kickstart the year, we've got two great events, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Don du Toit now onto the podcast. Don, thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, David, and the listeners.
Don, just tell us now, a lot of people do stay up. They want to remain active. The races do tend to get less and less around the Christmas and New Year period, but you've got two great races, one happening on Old Year's Eve and one on New Year's. First, let's look for the last race possibly for people to do of 2015, beg your pardon. And you say we're going into our 21st year of the Old Year's Eve race. Just talk us through it and what sort of distances are on offer and where it will take place.
Well, so thank you, David. You know, both the races on the 31st of December and the 1st of January are much more than the elite contest among front runners. It's designed as the ideal opportunity for the everyday runner, jogger or walker to celebrate a festive season and the passing of the old year and the beginning of the new year. Amidst the camaraderie of hundreds of fellow participants in an activity which do much to maintain and improve levels of fitness, and that's also in your figures, despite the many excess of the holiday season. Well, the routes will also be very special and will offer runners and walkers the tranquility of to pass through the greenery of Rietendouw Park in Rietendouw, Pretoria, where the Old Year's Race will take place, and the Pretoria National Botanical Gardens, where the New Year's Race will take place. The Rietendouw Old Year's Race, the distances are 5 kilometers and 10 kilometers, and this race will be presented by the Acadia Running Club, and the event will start at 1700 hours in the afternoon, and while participants can enter from 1530 at the venue, and entry fees R50 for the 10Ks and R30 for the 5 kilometers. There will be ample water, coke, along the route, as well as special medals to all the finishers. The New Year's 5 and 11 kilometers race will start at 7 o'clock at the Pretoria National Botanical Gardens and will be represented by the Run and Walk for Life Athletics Club. Entries will be from 05:30 in the morning, and also the distances for the New Year's race is 11 kilometers wide, 11 kilometers. On the 1st of January 2011, we had this race that was 1-1-1-1, all the ones, and we kept the route. It's a quite challenging route also for 11 kilometers. And as I said, it's R50 for the 11Ks. Both these races can be, there are two sporting outlets in Pretoria running in and Runaway Sport where people can enter until just before the date of the specific events. The races are very popular, and normally we attract at least 1,500 the runners per event, which is also very interesting that a number of people do the Old Year's Race, and the next morning at 7 they will be there for the New Year's Race. And I think people also like to do challenges like this to have a double 10 within a few hours' time.
Well, Don, I love that. I know what better way to see out the old year and see in the new year with a run. And if you're up in Gauteng and you don't know what to do around that time, yes, you might have an activity on that evening, but there's a great chance to do, if not both, one of these runs. And you talked about the clubs involved, and what's great about it is running is about so much more than just racing. Running's about there and getting active. And as you've touched on, coming out of the festive season, it's great to keep busy and keep moving.
That's correct. So, and as I've said, it's very popular amongst the people, and they do the tranquility of the Botanical Gardens as well as the Rietendouw Park, and a lot of people will stay behind at the Botanical Gardens to bring along their picnic baskets and have picnic in the botanical gardens. And the entry for the races includes the entry fee to the botanical gardens.
Now, for people who haven't been to the Pretoria Botanical Gardens, I've been there once, beautiful as most of our botanical gardens in this country are, but it really is a special park, and as you've touched on, you can bring the whole family. I know they do a park run from there as well, and just for people who don't know, tell them a little bit more about the botanical gardens themselves.
The botanical gardens is situated in Cassonia Avenue and Pomeria in Pretoria, and what is very interesting about this 11-kilometer race, 4 kilometers will be inside the gardens and 11 kilometers will be outside. So that is to say it will be on the roads. And the Tshwane Metro Police Department will ensure the safety of the routes on the route. So the people will be able to run 4 kilometers in a wonderful surroundings environment of the botanical gardens, which is quite a treat. As you've mentioned, it's also very popular currently for park runs every Saturday.
And Don, we are then coming out of Christmas for a lot of people in this country. Do people tend to bring that festive season into these races? Do people dress up and have a little bit of fun around it as well?
Yeah, they do have a lot of fun. There's a lot of people that families run along and groups, and it's really a festive thing. And well, there's a lot of athletes that also are taking it very seriously, and then they really try to better their times on 11 kilometers. And there's quite a challenging hill on both the races, which is very interesting. And the people always come back for this. And it's, for the newcomers, it will be quite a surprise, but it's very challenging. The one route for each and every race.
Don, for you, why running? Why did you get involved in running and putting on running events? What is the appeal for you? And is there passion there when it comes to running?
Yes, very much so. You know, I've been involved with athletics. I've just retired as the president of Athletic Scouting North. I've been on and off for about 11 years. I've been the president of Athletic Scouting North. I also served on some of the committees of Athletic South Africa. And I was myself a competitive runner in my early days. And since then, as we've mentioned, this is the 21st edition of the Odious Race. And there's also another popular race that we've started, and that was the 22nd edition last Saturday. That was the Tom Jenkins Challenge. So very much so, on the administrative level, as well as on the running level, I still also walk or run nowadays during Saturdays, but it is really a passion for me. And I'm also involved in quite a number of other races. And I'm also instrumental with the Spar Women's Race that's being held in Pretoria that attracts 25,000 runners walkers.
Don, the Spa Women's Race, looking at that, that's done phenomenal things for women's running. We look at the Karma sisters, we look at the Palula sisters, we look at Jenna Challenor. We've got so many good women who've sort of come, and that series has really helped to expose and create this environment for women's running, to the point that we're going to have some quite difficult competition for marathon spots for Rio next year. Are you proud to see sort of that sort of level of women's running, how it has been uplifted by races like the Spa series?
Yes, certainly. One can also mention the name of Renee Kalmer and also Christine Kalmer the other day, who I think also qualified for the Olympics. And it's really the Spar Women's Challenge with the Spar Grand Prix, where the people got an opportunity to run all over in South Africa. The different legs are really, they can really start and preparing. And what is also obviously very important, if you want to do fast times in the marathon, you'll have to have a fast time in the 10 kilometers also.
Now, Don, you mentioned you've been involved in the running scene for many years. We really are blessed in this country, aren't we? I mean, we've got the massive ultras, the Comrades Marathon, the Old Mutual, Two Oceans, but we've got marathons. We've got tons of marathons. We've got 21 kilometers, 10 kilometers, and now park run. We do have such a fantastic running culture in this country, don't we? And the races are there to support it.
Yeah, very much so. Every Saturday, one will find a race in Pretoria or even in Central Gauteng Athletics or all over the country on Saturdays and Sundays, including the park runs. And it's very interesting to see how the growth of the running. And specifically nowadays also, there's really increase of number of participants in the 5 kilometers, which I believe they will upgrade to the 10 and later on to 21s and marathons and things like that. The people acknowledge the fact that your fitness is your health, and It's also for self-esteem, for motivation. And I think everybody who's running is very productive in their working environment also.
Well, Don, thank you so much for your time. It was a great pleasure chatting to you and to hear some of your insights. And I'm sure we'll chat to you in the future again. But if you want to go out and try those two races coming up at the end of this year and beginning of next year, I'll put the link up to them on runnersguide.co.za. You can get some more info. Don did give it at the start of the podcast as well if you want to go back and listen. But a great way to end and then start the new year. And it doesn't stop. Running never stops. Thanks to Don de Toure. Thanks to listening to myself, David Katz, Mr. Active, and with us here on Run Talk SA.
Thanks for listening to this week's Run Talk SA. We love hearing from you, so check us out on social media. Just search for Run Talk SA or email podcast@runtalksa.co.za. You can also advertise your race on our platform. Just go to runtalksa.co.za/race to find out more.